Now, when you think about it, sitting on a strange man's lap, a man who's got a long white beard and who's wearing a red polyester suit, well, gee, that could well end in tears. Some children, of course, love visiting Santa and telling him what they want for Christmas. Have you got any old photos of yourself or your kids with Father Christmas? Having fun or looking traumatised? If you're a child with autism spectrum disorder, the whole scenario of queuing up in a noisy, crowded shopping centre and then being perched on a ho-ho-hoing Santa's knee, well, it can be a pretty difficult experience. Life Matters producer Cassandra Steith is at a shopping centre to check out what Sensitive Santa is all about.
Hello. Have you seen Santa yet? Oh, say hello from me.
That's a reindeer from Santa's Wonderland at Northland Shopping Centre in Melbourne's north. This is his normal behaviour as kids walk through to see Santa and have their photo taken. But for autistic people, a huge talking reindeer can be confronting. So at this shopping centre, they've partnered with Amaze, the peak organisation for autism in Victoria, for Sensitive Santa. Early in the morning, before the centre opens, they turn down the music. The reindeers are quiet, so children or parents with autism can have their special moment with Santa.
Would you like to say Santa? Nice work. How about Christmas? Oh, good job. Did you want to do a funny face? Good job. Nice work. Do you want to give Santa a cuddle?
It's a patient atmosphere.
You might be better off putting him on my knee.
On your knee, yeah, and back him in.
And then I can hold him.
But it doesn't always go to plan.
Yep.
Hop out the road straight away.
Yeah, we're okay.
Thank you, Father. Brianan Brennan has two children. Hudson, who's 18 months old. And Nate's 6 years old. He has autism spectrum disorder.
We've done Sensitive Santa before, just because he doesn't cope so well just with the normal Santa. It's awesome to be able to do the Sensitive Santa because he doesn't have to queue up and wait in line. It's quieter in the shopping centre, so it's less overwhelming for him, and it's not rushed, and he can have that time with Santa. And Santa was really warm and patient with him, which was really awesome.
And how is it for you having the experience where, you know, Nate's under a lot less stress?
Mom,
I imagine it takes a lot of pressure off you.
It does, yeah. It's
Mom, do you have 2 cents?
In a minute. It's it's great to have that stress reduced because it means that we can come and enjoy Santa, and Nate can still experience that, but without the less overwhelmness and, yeah, that stress and anxiety.
Fiona Sharkey's the head of Amaze. They're an organisation that's facilitating Sensitive Santa. She says Santa and his whole crew are trained in how to be patient with autistic people, so they too can share in what others may take for granted.
What we do with Santa is just give them the 101 of autism about those challenges, that they're not naughty children, that they do have challenges and the sensory overload can be very difficult for them. We also tell Santa that autistic children very often have a special interest, so it might be in Thomas, or it might be in cranes, or it might be in special types of animals, and that can often be an opener for Santa to have a conversation with a child, an autistic child, and make them feel more at ease.
And what's some of the feedback that you get from parents and children as well about their interaction with Santa? What do they say?
Well, for children, often it can be their first time because they've never been able to have the opportunity. We've heard parents say, look, I tried to go to a traditional Santa visit and it was just a nightmare for all the reasons I've described. But certainly what we see in the work we've done here at Northland, but also that we do with Village Cinemas, that we do with Aladdin, that we do with a whole lot of events, Sovereign Hill, is that we train all those places in autism. And that means that our community can go there and enjoy it like other children can.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. My name's Santa, Santa Claus. To a certain extent, I've got very good friends who have autistic children. So the thing that I have learned with them is that you've just got to be very patient. we get many children through in the normal course of the day that are probably more autistic than the ones that we bring in here every morning in this special show. Autism is something that's developed over the years, or the diagnosis of it. I'm 80 years old. 70 years ago, anybody who carried on like the autistic children here would have got a smack on the leg. However, we've progressed past that, and now we recognise it for what it is and treat it accordingly. So I have a lot of time, I get a lot of pleasure out of coming in here. I think six mornings this year, it will be six tomorrow anyhow, come in, and the autistic children especially, they come up and they jump up on your lap. Some of them of course play up, which we know, but you just get so much enjoyment out of, how shall I put it, this children who struggle a little, like that's the best way I can put it.
My name is Dancer, and I'm all the way from the North Pole. Do you know where that is? You do! Merry Christmas!
Reindeer. Dancer, ending that story from Life Matters producer Cassandra Steith about Sensitive Santa. He's trained to know how to be with children with autism, and he's available when it's quiet in the shopping centre to avoid sensory overload for these children.